Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with a number three. And both of those are available at Amazon, and they're on those websites. And so I hope you check those out and use it to your advantage. We're very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter's a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and principal of the Meyer Group. Meyer Group, M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P.com, right, Peter?
That is correct. Thank you.
So check it out. You can find his writings. You can find his books, Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is still one of my favorites after all these years. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about selling, folks, and Peter's perspective on selling, and he's got it right. You've got to realize, you know, when you go to market, especially these days, Peter, the customer is a lot more complex being than they were 30 years ago. 30 years ago, when a customer, even 20 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, when a customer would walk up to you, you'd walk up to a customer, or you'd connect with them, however, they were kind of a babe in the woods. You know, they needed you to tell them everything they needed to know. When I was selling on commission back in the day, Peter, I was my customer's internet. They might not have wanted me to come by, but they needed me to come by to give them the information they needed. Customers don't need that anymore. Prospects don't need that anymore. They're a lot more complex, a lot more educated, a lot more prepared to make a purchase. And that means if when you're selling, you got to be prepared and to ask them certain questions. And then we come down to one of the most important things that you point out here, Peter, and that's listening. When you ask them the question, then you got to listen, don't you?
Yes. And that is so important for several reasons. If you want to differentiate yourself from everybody else on the internet, then do something the internet doesn't do well. Listen and show that you're listening. And when you do that, you become a different product than the rest of the internet. People really do like to buy from people who listen to them. Not just sort of put up with a story, but actually listen to what they're saying and mm-hmm. be able to craft the product around what the customer says. Now, remember, we're saying the product is everything that you offer, from the logo through to the after-sales service. So if you can listen to a customer, you can probably find a way to say to the customer, you're going to get more of what you're interested in, what you just told me, thank you very much, from this product because of X, Y, and Z. And you get there by listening first. Jim, you are so right.
Well, and you know, one of the things there are one of the things that I've loved about selling, about learning how to sell, has been some of the tools, some of the communication skills and tools that I've learned over the years. There are methods, there are tips, there are practices that you can use to help you listen. For example, one of my favorites, Peter, is what I call what I didn't call it, somebody else named it, the similar situation close. And so if you're it's one of the best closes you can use, because what you're doing is you're taking what the customer just told you is where they're stuck, what they're concerned about, their objection, whatever they're worried about, what their caution is, whatever they throw up at you, whatever they mention to you, you take that and you say, you know, I had a customer over yesterday or a year ago, or we've had several customers that have had that same kind of problem, that same kind of an issue, and here's what we did for them, and here's how it turned out. And now my point is, you can't use that close, that very effective, that absolutely almost certain to get you a sale close, if you haven't been listening.
Mm. So listen and smile. Mm-hmm. And when you do both of those things, then you differentiate yourself from everybody else on the internet and every other box store that could be competing with you. And that is part of the product. It's part of what you and your customer and your company sell. We like people who are clearly listening, who take advantage of that. And when you do sell, go ahead.
No. Finish. No, finish. I'm sorry.
And when you do start selling, remember that although everybody wants to save money, it is third on the list of what people really normally prioritize.
That's right.
So in the next segment, we should talk about that. But I want to make sure that people don't focus on just coming in and saying sternly, we can save you money.
Oh, yeah. No, that's an old response. That's an old response.
Instead, we do what, right, old market response. It's the new market now. Time to change.
Nobody wakes up anymore with the internet. Nobody wakes up anymore wanting a certain product and wondering if, like we did 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you used to wake up saying, I need this. I wonder how long it'll take me to find it. How far would I have to go to get it? Can I get it like I want it? And can I get it at the price I'm willing to pay? Nobody wakes up with any of those questions anymore. They know that whatever they want, if it's available anywhere on the planet, they can get it tomorrow, free, delivered free. So how do we differentiate? Mm. Now, I love the fact that you use that word. Folks, you've got to differentiate yourself in a way that's at a higher level than we used to do. And we're gonna talk about that some more after this break with our good friend Peter Meyer. Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com is his website. Peter and I will be right back. I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.